the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farmers in California and a dozen other states are increasingly selling livestock and letting fields go fallow due to severe drought in the western U.S. According to an American Farm Bureau survey, 85% of ranchers reported selling off portions of livestock herds due to drought impacts on water supplies and grazing lands. Some 77% of growers were destroying crops due to water shortages. Nearly 80% of the West is in severe drought. Weather damages from so-called billion-dollar disasters are adding up for agriculture, but more relief is in sight. DairyHerd.com reports the House Ag Committee approved the reauthorization of Wildfire and Hurricane Indemnity Program Plus, WIP Plus, but with added coverage for weather events, crop, and ag product losses. If signed, the $8.5 billion bill will cover 2020 and 2021 disasters, as well as making it easier for farmers to qualify for drought loss. Bayer officials say the company is removing glyphosate from the U.S. residential lawn and garden marketplace effective as early as January 2023. Liam Condon, president of the Bayer Crop Science Division, tells AgWeb.com, from a regulatory and logistical point of view, that's the earliest the decision could be implemented. The company will replace glyphosate in the lawn and garden marketplace with what Condon describes as active ingredients that are already known and well established. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's AgriBusiness Update.